Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 28th day of April, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have medical doctor Sherry Tenpenny joining us. She just got back to the United States from Mexico, basically forced out of the country in Monterey, in the city of Monterey, where she was staying at a medical conference. She's also had a practice down in Mexico. She'll be reporting to us on some of the things she witnessed traveling through Mexico when she left and her medical view of what's happening and unfolding. Is it all hype or is there something real? Is there a serious threat behind all of this? I want to hear from you, the listeners, specifically with different angles and different news items and what you think is really going on, specifically on this issue of the bird, pig, human flu scare, the new Mongol flu, the new designer flu that every doctor and scientist and virologist we talk to and the articles I read, even CNN's got experts on saying we got to see if this was made in a laboratory because it has every telltale sign of that. And that's why governments and scientists clearly at certain levels, at legitimate levels, you know, researchers and others are so concerned about this is because it is such a new flu. I mean, every new flu, every new mutation is new. But this is entirely whole cloth new. It's originating, and the evidence shows, out of Mexico. All flus, for whatever reason, originate in the east and travel to the west. That is a scientific historical fact. Why is this originating in Mexico? Now, when I say all the major yearly flus, there have been a few that haven't. And those have been troops being injected in biological tests at military bases in 1918 and 1976 in the United States. And that's come out on record. So is it going to mutate into something deadly? Have they done the test in laboratories and they know that? Is this a setup? Baxter Pharmaceutical involved with shipping samples to 18 different countries in Europe to have it mixed with vaccines, and then that gets covered up. People are in bird flu trial test in Europe. They're told it's a regular flu vaccine. They're paid to take it. They die. All of this is extremely serious because we have to realize the mindset of the global elite, the mindset of the eugenicists running the planet, that they've done so many chemical, biological, and radiological tests on the people before, and that we know that killing the majority of the population is near and dear to their hearts, that we have to take all of these threats, especially when they're hyping it, seriously. In airports all over the world, including the United States, Mexico, Europe, with these infrared cameras looking for people that are, have outward signs of fever, school shut down all over Mexico. All schools in Mexico are shut down. That country coming to a complete standstill. Tourism shut down. They're telling people don't fly down there. They're telling Americans and Europeans and Canadians and other Latin Americans get out, which is actually the best way to spread it. And they keep saying the media, it's a worse strain, but they say it looks the same in Mexico. Is it race specific or is it that Mexican population is run down? I'm getting emails, calls from doctors, blurbs in Mexican news that in coastal towns, small towns, clean towns that don't have all the dioxins and poisons, people are dying in hospitals. Well, one thing's for sure, this will all become clearer in the hours and days and weeks to come. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Call us. Let us know what you know. On the other side, your calls and a bunch of guests straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWars.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Rebecca Carley coming up, medical doctor in the last hour today. Dr. Deagle pops in for 30 minutes in the second hour, and we do have fresh out of Mexico coming up in about 25 minutes. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be joining us coming up. Now, I have all the latest news, all the latest developments here. I'm just going to mention some of this, and then we'll just go directly to your calls because I want to give people a lot of time today on air to bring up different items that they've seen, that they've noticed, kind of put our collective minds together. But particularly people who have family in Mexico, who are in Mexico, the epicenter of this, we, since Saturday, have gotten confirmation after confirmation after confirmation and confirmation in the BBC as well of the death rates being much higher than what the media is saying. And that's the key, is that you have this doublespeak, or talking out of both sides of their mouths, by the Mexican government, the U.S. government, European governments, the World Health Organization, the United Nations. On one side, the White House says we're declaring an emergency, a health emergency that we haven't done in decades, but this is just a formality, it's no big deal. And you have the Mexican government saying, everybody who's a foreigner, get out, we're shutting down all the shops, the stores, the roads, basically, the cities, the schools, events, museums, and the lockdown's intensifying. We're quarantining people, and we get the reports from hospitals all over the country of people vomiting, collapsing, people laying in the hallways, laying in the bathrooms, people dying in small towns. And then this is anecdotal evidence, but if it continues to pop up, you connect the dots, it makes a clear picture. Paul was in San Antonio this weekend visiting his folks 60 miles south of us with his wife and children, and his wife and his daughter are very, very sick with flu-like symptoms yesterday and today. We're getting reports from We Are Change members like Luke Radowski all over the country that they have a lot of friends that are sick. One of the We Are Change members, Manny, I talked to him last night, and he knows one of the girls who's been quarantined. She's in the hospital, and they're saying it was 80 people sick and going to the hospital out of that private school where we saw some of the first cases back on Saturday in the United States, confirmed cases. So either this is all complete, total hype, and governments and vaccine makers and drug makers, like the makers of Tamiflu, are just hyping this to get more control, get more power, blot out the news cycle of Obama protecting Bush on torture, Obama continuing the wars. That was all coming to a head. The bankers stealing $12.8 trillion and counting. Mexico being on the verge of revolution. Obama's approval ratings in free fall. The European Union agenda stalling. I mean, governments need these distractions from time to time. And they're certainly capitalizing on it regardless. Or do they know something they're not telling the public? Because their actions say they think this is the most deadly thing since the Black Plague. Or since the swine flu epidemic, Spanish flu epidemic of 1918 that killed at least 40 million people. I mean, they're acting like this is the end of the world. But they did that too in 1976 and said everybody in America has to be vaccinated in the United States. And a bunch of people died from the vaccine. Nobody died from the supposed bird flu or swine flu that popped up on a U.S. military base, as it did in 1918. So time will tell with all of this. Here's some of the headlines right now at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Time magazine preps Americans for mandatory vaccinations. Says public should trust government when it institutes draconian measures to deal with pandemic. So we're seeing them engage in a preparatory program, which is not soothing news. It does not calm the nerves. Weaponizing deadly viruses, historical precedents. Infowars.com from Kurt Nemo. How the CIA admits they weaponize cancer, weaponize a bunch of other types of viruses. We'll go over that. San Francisco Chronicle articles and others that he cites. CDC to mix avian human flu viruses in pandemic study. This is out of the big medical site, sidrep.umn.edu, big educational news site, university site. And this is back from January 14, 2004, 5 years ago, where they mixed and made hybrid super flus and mailed it all over the world, by the way. Here's another one. Biological weapons date back to ancient Chinese. For folks that are having trouble understanding why governments could engage in bioweapons attacks, why we see that as a possibility, though a horrible one, we're hoping that's not the case, is that the Greeks did it, the Canaanites did it, the Hittites did it, the Huns did it, the Mongols did it, the Chinese did it, the British did it in the Americas, and then the U.S. Army did it in the 1860s and 70s. So I want to go over that later in the show when we have time. Also, there's a lot of other important news, like U.S. regulatory czar nominee wants net fairness doctrine, openly states that he plans to restrict free speech on the Internet and make you post opposing views and links in any stories by law and have a 24-hour cooling-off period before you can send emails to anybody criticizing the government or anybody else. Obama pushing treaty to ban reloading. This is really happening. Ban reloading, period. They're going to call that explosives manufacturing and an act of terrorism. Larry Pratt's put out a Gun Owners of America alert on this. I've read the treaty. It's actually in there. Notice how they tried to ban the military selling brass from spent rounds to the big federal ammo and Georgia ammo and the rest of it. This is definitely one of the ways they're going after our Second Amendments. We'll get into that. That's just some of what I've got here in the stacks today. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. But please, so I have a chance to get to everybody, make your point. We're going to move on quickly. Steve in Chicago, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I know you haven't been reading it, Der Spiegel, but it says swine flu container explodes on train in Switzerland. You saw that, didn't you?
No, oh. I didn't. No, listen, I'm talking to you right now, Steve. You asked me a question. I paused for about half a second, and then, so just hold on. No, I didn't see that. Will you give me the headline, please?
Okay. It's swine flu container explodes on train. Evidently, that's that avian virus. They say it's an attenuated form, and they had it packed in dry ice, and I guess the carbon dioxide built up, and the thing exploded, exposing 60 passengers. It was just a regular passenger train.
Yeah, that would only happen. That would only happen if it was actually a live virus. They wouldn't have it packed in ice, and that is huge news, guys. Will you Google right now, swine flu explodes on train, Der Spiegel, one of the most respected publications in the world, in Germany especially. If that's the case, this is clearly some type of bioweapon attack. I mean, because this isn't just going to happen on accident during all of this going on. Plus, you have Baxter, chosen by the UN, the World Health Organization, to, quote, make the vaccine for this when they're tied into Europe, shipping live weaponized bird flu, all printed for me, thanks. Shipping that all over Europe and then mislabeling it by design. The doctors are saying there's no way that could have happened, to have it then mixed with regular vaccine. And then you have companies, unnamed by the media, but it's in the major news, telling homeless people, I'll keep repeating this, this is a key piece of the evidence, I'm trying to put together what this means here. We have globalists that stage 9/11, globalists that radiate foster children and feed them pesticides and, you know, kill them. And that's in the New York Daily News a few years ago, and no one stops them. So remember who these psychopaths are. And sir, I wasn't trying to be rude to you, Steve. I was really thinking when you said that. A lot of things were connecting, and so it was very upsetting. Swine flu container explodes on train. When a container holding swine flu explodes on Swiss train on Monday, it could have led to a nightmare scenario. Luckily, the virus was not the mutated swine flu that has killed around 150 people in Mexico. I mean, what's going on? They just got this flu everywhere shipping around, and that was already spread to parts of Europe. Now, see, when Baxter first mixed the weaponized bird flu in with vaccines, and they won't say if it was shipped out or not, first they said it was harmless. Turned out it was a lie. So I don't believe for a minute that this is going on, because normally it is a lie. Go ahead, Steve. What's your point on this?
Well, then there was one other article. It was in the Tagus site. It said that the world discoverer of the original avian flu virus is an Albert Osterhaus, 60. He works in the Rotterdam Erasmus University. And according to this interview with him, he discovered in 1997 the H5N1 bird virus and helped in the discovery of SARS. But he's saying that, in his opinion, and this is one of the guys that's a world authority, not an American NIH or anything to do with America, but he says that, in his opinion, that it's a mixture of human swine and still unknown virus. He's not declaring it a bird. Yeah. So two of the elements, he says, fits in. He says,
is he being given access to the genome of the virus?
That I don't know, but it would be good to get him on a program because, as I say, his name is Albert Osterhaus, O-S-T-E-R-H-A-U-S.
Albert Osterhaus. Let's get him, Rob. My producer's listening. Okay. Albert Osterhaus, and what university is he at?
Erasmus, E-R-A-S-M-U-S University, and that's in Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Okay, guys, write this down. Rotterdam, Netherlands. Albert Osterhaus, how do you spell it?
O-S-T-E-R.
O-S-T-E-R.
H-A-U-S.
H-A-U-S, Rotterdam, Netherlands. Thank you so much. We'll look into that right now. Thank you. More calls straight ahead. That's why we like taking these calls. They bring up incredible points that we miss.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We're watching every move the New World Order makes. They're a bunch of bioweapons-loving eugenicists openly calling for the extermination of the majority of the world population. The UN, the Club of Rome, the CFR, the majority of world leaders, the royal family of England. We'd be fools not to say this could be staged. The virus is clearly an engineered bioweapon. I'm going to play a CNN clip discussing that coming up in the next segment. And we're taking your phone calls right now. Let's talk to George in Oklahoma. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alejandro, I'm not going to waste your time by I'm going to keep this under a minute. I'm not going to waste your time by saying, hello, how are you, or what a great guy you are. But the first time I heard about this bird flu, I thought about all those millions of coffins strategically located all around the United States. And the last thing I'm going to say is I dreamed that this was a new world operation 10 days ago, and I wrote three of my friends about it. So I'm the guy that met you when you were 16 years old. Take it easy.
All right, buddy, good to hear from you, George in Oklahoma. Yeah, it is really amazing to see all of this going on, and the way they're hyping it, the governments are certainly using this to get all the other big issues, the bankers taking over, Obama supporting torture, all of those big stories that were coming to a head, now that's on the back burner. People are just worried about trying to survive. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
All right. Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I'm going to try to blast through this real quick, and I have some information regarding Steve Quayle's Orange Alert that I've seen with my own two eyes. I think this operation is a complete smoke and mirrors to keep the eyes off of the real crisis, which is the economy. Lindsay Williams came on Dr. Monteith on the afternoon of Friday the 17th of April here, and he said that General Motors was going to shut down 2,000 dealerships. He said that General Growth Properties, which is the second largest real estate holder in the United States, filed for Chapter 11. And let's see here. I think this is just a big smoke and mirrors to take the attention away from that. And he was saying that the tax receipts were down $54 billion in the last month. The Federal Reserve monetized $23.5 billion in the last week from that week. And
yes, it's more than that, sir. I mean, they are spending over $1.5 trillion a month. Obama, in 105 days in office, and this he'd already eclipsed this 2 weeks ago, but now it's even worse, 90-something days into office or less, he had already spent more money than all presidents, all governments in the United States history before him. And at this rate, he will spend more money by, I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal like a week ago, by later this year, I think it's, what, 6-7 months from now, at the end of the year, more money than all governments have spent in the last 200-plus years combined. So this is, and then meanwhile he's saying he's going to balance the budget and cut the deficit in half by 2010. I mean, what an asinine lie. But again, his Kool-Aid drinkers just love it. So, yes, we are in just amazing times right now. And notice how this bird/swine/human super flu out of season, starting on the opposite side of the planet from where it always starts, just comes out of nowhere. And then you got flu blowing up on trains in Switzerland. I mean, this is getting to be really crazy.
Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm never called into a radio.
Well, it's okay. So, finish your point. We're going to jump to the next person. I'm going to let you go. Listen, folks, when you get on here, just be ready with your points, all right? And have a little bit of respect for the show and a little bit of respect for yourself, okay? Let's go ahead. And who's up next here? Robert in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to comment and tell you what's going on in San Diego. We had a case recently. I don't know if you've caught this on the internet. A 7-year-old boy over at Christ, the Cornerstone Academy in Mira Mesa, California, has come down with the virus. The county came in and shut down the school. It has over 200 students from pre-kindergarten through 6th grade, and by the way, I caught it on the news yesterday that this is this week is vaccination week. I didn't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, isn't it perfect timing? They're saying it's the law to take vaccines. We're exposing that it's not a law. And right on time to take... Stay there. We're going to come back and discuss this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, we are going to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny here in just a moment. Then we have Dr. Deagle popping in for 30 minutes later with his view, then other folks coming up later in the show. And we do have callers calling the office from Mexico City saying they can't get through on the Genesis phone lines. So we're going to be, during this hour and the next hour, calling just individuals in Mexico City via the network so they can get on air and tell us what's going on. In fact, you, if you're in Mexico City or have reports about what's happening, email Rob Do, which is Rob D., at InfoWars.com. Rob and the initial D at InfoWars.com. Specifically, are you seeing more people die? Are you seeing more people sick than what the media is saying? Because I have gotten literally hundreds of emails, scores of calls, and then I've seen medical doctors in the BBC from Mexico saying, look, there's a lot more dead and sick than they're saying. Now, believe me, I live in Texas, where this stuff is popping up in suburbs of Austin, San Antonio. It's in Dallas, Fort Worth. It's in Waco. It's in Gonzales. It's all over the place. I'm hoping it's a regular flu. We're going to go to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who is in forced out of Mexico yesterday. She was down there, medical doctor. She's now in San Antonio, getting ready to, I guess, take a flight back to her home in the U.S., but she also practices in Mexico. But I wanted to finish up with the information. Yes, they've shut down all schools in Mexico, and now they're trying to shut down schools in the U.S. if there's even one potential case of this. Robert in California, finish up what you were saying about this particular school in California.
Yes, sir. They shut it down. They didn't. They were, you know, had nothing on the boy's ethnic, you know, his ethnic origin. Nothing on if they had traveled. You know, the school in New York, the kids had traveled to Cancun, Mexico, so you can trace the source back where those, you know, 20 kids in New York had, you know, come in contact. This is very vague. They don't, you know, all we know is a 7-year-old boy. Six teachers had come in contact with him. There's another case in Coronado. I haven't heard anything about that. Then the news had another one up in the capital in Sacramento where a school had one child that came under infection. And, you know, being so close to the border, I'm like you, you know, here in San Diego, they keep popping up. So far, this is the only...
Are you kidding? Well, I mean, where I live in Austin, Texas, basically is Mexico. Austin is kind of the line where Mexico begins. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. We're going to continue with more calls because of all the different angles people bring up. Like our first caller, Stephen Chicago, in case Dr. Tenpenny, Sherry Tenpenny, isn't aware of this, swine flu container explodes on train. This kind of adds credibility to that caller to the Power Hour saying there were all these trucks driving around with it on ice. Well, this confirms it was on ice and then exploded a swine flu, but they're saying it was attenuated. What on earth is going on? This is out of Der Spiegel, major newspaper and magazine, very respected in Germany, very bizarre. Doctor joining us from San Antonio, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you for coming on.
Good morning, Alex. Thanks for having me back.
You bet. Just recapping briefly, tell folks who you are because you can explain your bio better than I am briefly. And then you were in Mexico and basically forced out. Recap that. And then since we talked to you 24 hours ago, your take on this.
Sure. My office is in Cleveland, Ohio. It's called Osteomed 2. I've done some consulting work over the last 7 months in Mexico. I'm no longer there. But I was in Mexico, in Monterrey, Mexico. We arrived there on Saturday, this last Saturday, to attend a Medical Tourism Association conference in Monterrey. There were attendees there from literally all over the Western Hemisphere. We met people from Buenos Aires and Paraguay and Uruguay and Nicaragua and all sorts of places to come to this medical conference, which was to start on Monday morning. At Monday morning at 9 o'clock, the officials from what is called Monterrey Healthcare City, who is in correspondence with the people in Mexico City, came in and announced that the tours of the hospital were going to be canceled. And then not only were the tours of the hospitals going to be canceled, the entire seminar, the entire conference, all day Tuesday and all day Wednesday was to be canceled, and everyone was to immediately find air connections and return home. So people from South America who had paid thousands and thousands of dollars to attend this conference by airfares had to leave. My husband and I had decided that we were going to stay in Monterrey through Saturday because we had fairly complication air arrangements to leave the country. But by noon, they said no, the people who had not had air connections needed to leave the country, and they had buses available to take people from Monterrey across the border into San Antonio. So we ended up instead of a bus, there was several different steps that had happened, but long story short, we ended up in a cab, a very, very nice little cab actually, who drove us 7 hours from Monterrey to San Antonio to get us out of the country. We decided not to stay because we thought, well, if they were that serious about paying for a taxi to drive us out of the country, that perhaps the government knew something we didn't know. We were afraid if we stayed down there that perhaps we wouldn't be able to get across the border. It was a 7-hour cab drive. There were lots of stops along the way with people in white doctor coats. They were stopping us along the highway, and they were coming and making you roll down the window and seeing if anybody was coughing or sneezing. And all of the immigration people had on masks, and they all had on gloves. I mean, when you're driving...
That was my next question. Take your time. Describe what this was like getting out of Mexico from the time you leave the hotel.
Well, it was really very interesting because, you know, while we were in the hotel, and this was a nice hotel, it's an intercontinental hotel, everything was just sort of normal. By the time everybody had left, they were washing down the floors all of the staff, the front desk people, all started wearing masks and gloves, which they hadn't done previously and earlier during the day. They were handing out masks to everybody in the hotel for leaving the hotel, and there's no reported cases in Monterey. And then as we're driving down the street to get towards the highway, we're seeing all these people walking down the street with masks, and the people that stopped us at the toll booth had on masks and gloves. I mean, everybody is masked up down there in Mexico.
And you said they were stopping you to see if you were sick. I mean, what were they going to do if you were sick?
You know, that's a really good question because they had a big bus. I mean, it looked like a big motor vehicle bus, and that they had over to the side, and it said the kind of like the equivalent in Mexican in Spanish of public health department. There was a doctor standing there in a very, you know, starched white coat with the gloves and masks on, and they came over and rolled down the windows and were asking if anybody was sick. And so I don't know, maybe they would have taken us off in that bus. I mean, I don't really know what they were going to do, but they were stopping every single car as we were driving down. And remember, between Monterey and Laredo, Texas, the border, there is nothing out there. I mean, it's just desert. It's like driving across West Texas.
And they told you get out yesterday on plane, or you have to get out by bus. So I guess you couldn't get out on planes, so you had to do bus.
Yeah, we just because of the complexity of our air arrangements, we really couldn't get out by plane. But they were real serious about having everybody leave hotel. And the last, when we were sitting in the hotel waiting for the cab driver to come on, there was a news report saying that effectively all of tourism in Mexico has been shut down. And they were showing hotels that were basically empty and beaches that were basically empty. So it's one
over 150 something deaths. I mean, this really doesn't make sense unless they're covering up what's really happening.
Well, could be, or it's just one more step in effectively destroying the Mexican economy.
That's right, and they're just setting a precedent for martial law, and now starting to set that here. Okay, so you're driving across Mexico. This is, obviously not an enjoyable thing to do, but it did get us a lot of key intel. Tell us what else you saw.
Well, there was, you know, when we even got into some of the smaller towns, I mean, there were people that had, masks and things. So I don't know how the government had distributed those so quickly. But it was just the fact that, you know, when we got to the immigration, there were several toll booths along the way that we had to stop and pay a toll. You know, it's like, a highway toll. And all the people there had masks and had gloves on. The immigration people at the border when we came across into the U.S., I mean, they all had their protective masks. And I just think that's so funny. It's like these masks are supposed to protect you. When people are taking them on and off, they don't fit tightly around your nose. But, boy, they were all bundled up, like trying to make a show that they were either protecting us from them or we protecting them from us.
Well, it's all part of the dress-up. It's all part of the dress-up for the hysteria, the situational ethics of, oh, we're in different outfits now. We're in a different role now. And, you know, the armies, they're handing them out to you. They love you. They're going to take care of you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then, you know, of course, there's all the schools that are shut down. You know, we stopped at a McDonald's to get a cup of coffee, and there was the newspaper there was saying that all the schools were going to be shut down through, you know, for the next 2 weeks just across the border. And then what really concerns me, Alex, is this morning on the USA Today paper when it says that, and I'm sure you've already talked about this, that the World Health Organization raises the pandemic alert to phase four.
That's right. Explain to people, that's the highest level they've done in a very, very long time. Explain to people what this means.
Well, I'm really concerned. I talk about this. There's a whole section in my book, that I wrote in 2005, the Foul Bird Flu, It's Not What You Think book, that talks about this pandemic preparedness. And there's the next level up, which is phase five, which is being, all these rules and regulations are being made in Geneva at the World Health Organization for us globally. And if they go to phase five, and I'm going to read to you what phase five is, and it's documented in my book. It says, assess efficacy and feasibility of prophylaxis for the purpose of attempting to contain outbreaks, which means ring vaccination of family members of persons that were ill. determine target population for vaccination. If intervention agreed, implement as an emergency measure, then assess impact.
Let me stop you. I want to go back and start over. Obviously, you're a medical doctor, but just from the other medical doctors I've talked to, if somebody is already sick in a family, there's a good chance others have already been exposed. You don't want to vaccinate them, even if the vaccine was safe, which is
questionable at best.
Absolutely. You don't want to vaccinate somebody while they've already contracted, because that can cause all sorts of mutations, Canada, can make the people sicker, or is that incorrect medically?
No, this was the type of procedure that they used with smallpox containment, with the smallpox containment plan. In fact, it was what the World Health Organization and the CDC says is what eliminated smallpox, was ring vaccination and quarantine, which it's my contention. It was more about the quarantine and not the ring vaccination. But this has never been shown to be useful in containing influenza, but it's part of the plan.
Absolutely. Now, I want you to start over and read all of that, then we're going to go to a quick call in Mexico City and get your take on that. And we're talking to Dr. Sherry. Sure. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for those that just joined us. I wanted to just add, before we go back to you, because this is key, Kurt Nemo, backing up what you're saying, wrote the story, Flu Pandemic Hype and Other Pretext for World Government. And he goes over this SPP, North American Union Security Prosperity Partnership documents from the 2005 Montebello, Canada meeting and the 2006 Banff, Canada meeting, and lawsuits were filed. We got these documents. They said they would use a pandemic outbreak of smallpox or flu to bring in their North American Union. And then we have Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, Secretary General, saying that they're going to use this pandemic to test global governance. And so this is being used, and then now what you just said in doctor terms, from level 5, they're already at level 4, it only goes to level 6, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong, that we're talking about forced inoculations, and now Time Magazine, Newsweek, and others are getting the public ready for forced inoculations. Go ahead now, start over.
Well, for those of you that have my book and you want to check this out for yourself, it's on page 119. It's Pandemic Alert Period Phase 5. It says, consider efficacy and feasibility of prophylaxis for the purpose of attempting to contain outbreaks, which implies ring vaccination. That's number 3. Number 4, determine target population for vaccination. If intervention agreed, implement as an emergency measure and assess impact. Number 5, consider deploying prototype pandemic vaccine if available. Number 6, if agreements are already in place with manufacturers, consider recommending cessation of seasonal vaccine production and initiation of full-scale pandemic vaccine production. Number 7, adjust priority lists of persons to be vaccinated. Number 8, plan for vaccine distribution and accelerate preparations for mass vaccination campaigns, education, legal liability issues for when pandemic vaccine is available.
Now, we know they've been training the police and military to bring in the vaccine under guard. It's kind of like the Cabbage Patch doll thing where they act like they're all sold out. Everybody's got to have it, so it creates a riot wanting it. They do these drills where they practice bringing it in, like everybody wants to steal it, and everybody wants it to try to trick the police and military into wanting to take it, though the cops and military are waking up. So they play all these psychological games, all these drills with FEMA for mass graves that we've confirmed. The plastic coffins everywhere. We're at level 4 right now, unprecedented. Reuters is reporting that hasn't happened in decades. And one more level, level 5, goes to forced inoculations. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
I'm saying that that's what the World Health Organization plans is. And the other thing that really concerns me is that will they implement something called a vaccine ID card required for travelers to do business, for that something will be government authorized card. Now, you know, we've got all the very chip technology and everything that's out there. And for people that travel, I mean, you know, they've done this before. They did this back in the 40s with smallpox.
And you just went through checkpoints in Mexico checking to see if you were sick. That's one step away from the card that you've had the shot, and then whatever they're really using to sterilize you, or cancer viruses, what they've been caught doing in Africa and Latin America and Asia, they could easily, with the new vaccines they've already produced, or what Baxter's done, tied to shipping out this live bird flu. I mean, this is insane.
Well, we're getting closer every day, aren't we, Alex? I mean, this is something that I know that I've been tracking since 2000, and you've been doing it at least that long, if not longer. But it's suddenly like this whole plan, for whatever reason, is coming together as we speak.
You know, it's upsetting me, Doctor. You're a highly respected medical doctor. You know, you go on mainstream radio and TV. You were kind of calling for calm yesterday and saying, you know, this is probably just a bunch of hype, but boy, they're acting strange. 24 hours later, or 23 hours to be technical, you are totally, and it's the same thing. I have this bad feeling. I've been saying there's no way they can get their New World Order agenda through without some crisis to make everybody stand down to the new bank of the world, the police state, the troops on the streets. You've had all this feverish preparation last year, four mass flu pandemics everywhere confirmed. And then, so you see all this preparation right before it happens. I hope this is just a beta test by these people, but this could be the balloon going up.
Well, it could. And if you remember, right soon after, I believe it was right after the inauguration, when the vice president said, you know, in the first 100 days, there'll be, that maybe the president will really be challenged with something. You know, he sort of said that and sort of let it slip when Biden said, you know.
Well, that was at a private donor meeting. Yeah, he didn't know it had been recorded.
Well, maybe this is it. You know, this is going to be an international crisis. It's going to be across our borders. And it's, you know, all of these things popping up everywhere, Alex.
Yeah.
I kept saying, how can this possibly be unless it's been in the water, in the air, in somewhere? There's not enough people to have done, you know, face-to-face contact with this.
All right. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we're going to give your website out. People can learn more when we come back. You're going to stay with us another 30 minutes. We appreciate that. We're going to go to Mexico City and Justin with a report as well. Stay with me.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is huge breaking news. China involuntarily isolating suspected swine flu patients. States refuse to divulge the details of cases. See, they've had their whole police state grid set up, geared up. This is being reported by WRAL News. A detailed report is at Infowars.net by Steve Watson, Infowars.net. And whenever they declare they're at a level 3, they're really at a level 4. When they declare they're at a level 4, they're really at a level 5. That's how governments operate. So the governments are operating as if this is the 1918 flu, the killer flu. They're acting like this is hell on earth, while meanwhile telling us everything's fine so we stand down and there's not panic. And notice, I kept saying week after week, the last few months, I said they're going to launch a major stage terror attack, a nuke attack, a new war, or a bird flu of some type, because I could see the hype. And I said over and over again the last month, I believe they're going to play the bird flu. And I never make a prediction, except maybe once a year or so, and unfortunately they almost always come true. And now, just like with the false flag attack, though, of the Gulf of Tonkin, the ships were not attacked, they were not fired at, they claimed they had torpedoes and mortars and things shot at them. That was a total lie. So you can have false flag terror attacks that aren't real or are just a, you know, run-of-the-mill weird flu, and then they hype it up. So let's just hope they're using this as a pretext to grab power and pose as saviors and using this as a smokescreen. Let's hope it isn't really some weaponized flu they've released. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is with us. She just left Mexico. She was down there witnessing a lot of this. We go to Justin in Mexico City joining us. Justin, tell us a little bit about yourself. You called in on the show Saturday. I guess you're an American living in Mexico, or are you a Mexican?
I'm Canadian, but I spent a lot of time in America.
Okay, great, but it's all America, period. Tell us what you're witnessing right now, sir.
Well, today, Mexico City seems like a ghost town. There's hardly any pollution, hardly any movement, and it does seem like they're just shutting everything down. They're even talking about shutting down the subway and all public transportation. And there's soldiers at all the toll roads going out, checking people and handing out masks. And there's also a lot of people fleeing the city because they've canceled school. So a lot of people see no reason to stay here, and they're leaving. I spent about 3 days at the hospital when my wife was giving birth, and I observed a lot of things. The doctor told me that they had one confirmed death from the flu there and 5 confirmed cases. But he also said that there are 20 deaths due to respiratory illness there, which they don't know because they don't have the facility to test for it.
All right, what's the name of the hospital? What's the name of the hospital? This is big news. Is it a big hospital? What's the name?
It's San Bartolo Hospital. It's a public hospital in Naucalpan de Juarez.
So it's in Juarez?
Naucalpan.
How do you spell that?
Naucalpan.
Okay, boy, we know you're in Mexico City. We can hear those roosters. I like that sound, kind of like a train in the night. I'm going to hold you over, sir. I appreciate you getting in contact with the office. And by the way, he did call us. We have caller ID. He is in Mexico City, and we've called him back in Mexico City, so we've confirmed that. Dr. Tenpenny, can you specifically, since you're a medical doctor, ask him key questions about what he saw in this hospital? 20 deaths from respiratory. They haven't tested them for flu, and one death in that hospital alone from flu confirmed. I mean, that's what we keep getting from everybody in Mexico, is it's much worse than we're being told.
Did you actually ask the physicians what they thought the cause of deaths were? I mean, if they only have one confirmed death, but they're calling it other respiratory things, there could be a whole lot of other things in Mexico that people are dying from respiratory-wise.
That's true, but I did notice that the doctors were very panicked. They're really stressed out, working overtime.
And, yeah, there's an increase of death and sickness. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.